This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam, ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een, amma ba'd, ayyul ikhwa. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, we send peace and blessings on His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Wa qala ta'ala, حميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as you're all aware, brothers and sisters, first in Surah Al-Qadr, surely we sent it down, meaning the Qur'an, on the night of decree. Not night of power, sometimes translated, night of decree. And what will make you realize what the night of decree is? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months, meaning 1,000 months of worshipping. And in Surah Ad-Dukhan, Allah SWT mentions again, about taking oath by the manifest book, meaning the Quran, surely we sent it down on the blessed night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it the blessed night, the Laylatul Qadr. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith we mentioned earlier in the month, that when the month of Ramadan started, that he would say to the Sahaba, قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Indeed, what has come to you is a blessed month. And in that hadith, which is a long hadith, the Prophet also said, "Fihi layla khayrun min alfi shahr." In it is a night which is better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months. Man khurima khayraha faqad khurim. Whoever's been bereft or deprived of its good, they really have been deprived. That's how amazing this night is. Whoever's been deprived of it, loses it, they really have lost. They have really been deprived, brothers and sisters. More than 83 years of worship. Subhanallah. What an offer that is there available to us while we're still alive. An offer, how could we even contemplate missing out on such an offer? If that was put in money terms, then I wouldn't really know how to explain that kind of offer, even in monetary terms in the world. People would be queuing up beyond the any queues of Black Friday, etc. But this is an offer for the hereafter, where money and jewels and worldly wealth is going to have no value, brothers and sisters. And how much we'll be in need of such a thing. More than 83 plus years of worship and ibadah, and Allah SWT, the Prophet already told us, saying in hadith in Bukhari Muslim, "Man qama laylatul qadr, man qama laylatul qadr, ghufira imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." As he said, the Prophet said, for fasting in Ramadan, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman, with faith, and expecting rewards, meaning from Allah, then all their previous sins will be forgiven. And in this one, for Laylatul Qadr, whoever stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr with iman, full of iman, and hoping for rewards from Allah, will have all their previous sins forgiven. Subhanallah, all previous sins forgiven, brothers and sisters. That's like coming out of Laylatul Qadr, or coming out of Ramadan, كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, like the day that your mother has given you birth. Yeah, the hadith for that applies to, is said by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Hajj, but it's a similar situation here. Having all your previous sins forgiven is exactly that kind of state, coming out of Laylatul Qadr as though it was a day that the mother gave you birth. Subhanallah, what is on offer here? So this great night, I'm not mentioning this reminder today because I think it's on the 27th night, brothers and sisters. I know it's a popular opinion, but on this, as many ulama said, there's tens of opinions on which is Laylatul Qadr. There's so many opinions on it, 40, 50. Why? Because we have nothing clear from Quran and Sunnah as to which night it is specifically. The best we have from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in authentic ahadith is, he said, فَلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي أَشْرَ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ يعني. وَفِي الْوِتْرِ, or what? Look for it, search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in the odd nights. Yeah? And the Prophet ﷺ said that he was informed of which night it was, and then he was made to forget. There are various hadith with their details I haven't got time to go into. But and he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look for it in the odd nights, in the last 10 nights. Yeah, and the fact that he was made to forget, perhaps there'll be good in it for you. In the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, perhaps there'll be good. And indeed, there is good in it for us, because it encourages us and pushes and drives us towards doing ibadat in all the odd nights. So more chance of acceptance and more chance of reward, and developing that humility and connection with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to Him. And from His Sunnah, it is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent the night in prayer. So the idea of prayer here. Notice the hadith says, "Man qama laylatul qadr," who stands in the night of decree. Yeah, stand meaning here qiyam of salah. So here, of course, if you get tired, you sit down. If you recite Quran, do dhikr, make dua, and to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His presence, glory be to Him. And here, remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Yeah, dua, that is ibadah, that is what worship is. In fact, salah, the meaning, original meaning, is dua as well. So when we do the two rakats and keep repeating them, that is our dua. Salah is dua. Fatiha is a dua to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the kind of things from the sunnah that we should be doing. Standing, the Quran, the recited is for reflection, brothers and sisters. So I would say, if you don't understand, then do the two rakats, have a break, and look at the ayat that you've recited with their meaning, so that you're realizing what you are actually saying, and it will remind you and bring you closer and have the real impact it's supposed to have on our hearts and minds, brothers and sisters. So, and recite the Quran. That is part of the ibadah of the night. Do dhikr. The tasbih and takbir and tahmid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst that, why? Ummul mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, what shall we say in this night? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Quli Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anni. Say, oh Allah, surely you are the pardoner. You love to pardon. So pardon me, or pardon us. So this dua is not the only dua to be made, brothers and sisters, but it is, of course, coming from the Prophet, we should make it often on these odd nights. So making dua, and brothers and sisters, as I said, the ibadah is dua. So make dua, but pray. Begin in our duas, aside from the rakas of salah, do dua in sujood. That is the closest we get to our reality, and closest position that we can that we're in in our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being in sujood. So make dua in your own language, in sujood, in these rak'ats. It doesn't have to be in Arabic. Make them, you can make the sujood long and make dua. That is the best way to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves those who turn to Him with these dua. So do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. And how much have we got to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the favors of Allah, you will not be able to enumerate them. That's it. Despite if we're ill, if we've got chronic illness, if we've got cancer, if we lost some loved ones, if we're dying ourselves, still we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all that He gave us is beyond all that as well. Every moment of life that He gave us to breathe is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He didn't need to make us. Doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of our iman. Doing His hamd and tasbih and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, brothers and sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness more than 100 times a day. Not just in Ramadan, not just in Laylatul Qadr, all the time, brothers and sisters. And where are we in regards to that? Sometimes people think that I've asked enough of forgiveness. No, we haven't. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, "Innakum ya ibadi, O my slaves," yeah, and that is a loving term from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. "Innakum tukhti'una bil layli wan nahar wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum." All of you, you sin by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So ask forgiveness of me, and I will forgive you. So asking Allah for forgiveness, how much we're in need of that, brothers and sisters. That's the forgiveness that Allah is putting on offer anyway. That all the past will be forgiven if we're sincere in asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our own, brothers and sisters, away from other eyes to see that we're crying, or whether we're crying or whether we're not crying. Contemplation on this night, yeah, contemplation, thinking about our mortality, especially with what's going around us, is a way of making us realize that we are going back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do much of that, brothers and sisters, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with doing that, inshallah, we pray that his shafa'ah, which will be in great need of, because we're sinners, that his shafa'ah, intercession for us on the day of resurrection, will be accepted. These are some of the things, briefly, I wanted to say, brothers and sisters. And don't forget, finally, to make dua, for yourself, make dua for the families, so the wider family, the Muslim ummah. Yeah, and make dua for humanity, brothers and sisters. Making dua in this time to lift the waba and the pandemic from humanity. Making dua for Allah to enlighten those who are not enlightened and to be guided rightly from our neighbors, from our community, from people who have not got Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them through this difficult time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us better people. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه غفور رحيم.